chair. Capacity building is one of the pillars of UMTAD's work. One of the main characteristics of UMTAD's work is the implementation of recommendations of the peer review. This means that UMTAD stands ready to support Gabon in the implementation of the recommendations of the peer review, bearing in mind that Gabon must set its own priorities for the protection of consumers in accordance with the economic, social, and environmental circumstances and the needs of its population, and in bearing in mind the costs and benefits of the proposed measures. The next part of the peer review process after the session today in Geneva is a dissemination event, which will take place later in the year in Libreville. This dissemination event will raise awareness of the situation of consumer protection in Gabon and present the recommendations of our review today. Two key stakeholders from the civil society and private sector. It would also be an opportunity for UNCTAD to present a technical cooperation project. UNCTAD, in close consultation with the Gabonese government, will craft a technical cooperation project with the following main features. The project will run for 3 years from 2024 to 2026 in the area of consumer protection. The goal is to assist the Gabonese government in improving policies for consumer protection and assist the Gabonese parliament in bolstering the legislative framework for consumer protection. The basis of the project are the recommendations from the voluntary peer review of consumer protection law and policy. The technical cooperation project has three work streams. One, improving legislation and policy in the area of consumer protection. Two, strengthening the institutional framework. And three, strengthening the DGCCR, RF. With respect to improving the legislative framework, we will support Gabon in creating framework agreements for the protection of consumers in order to outline any future legislation. Of course, it will be necessary to transpose the CEMAC directive and the COBAC regulation. With respect to strengthening the institutional framework, UNCTAD will focus its technical activities on strengthening the framework for consultation and interministerial coordination, raising awareness in the judiciary and bolstering the capacity of judges, promoting the professionalization of consumer associations, and promoting good business practices. Finally, UNCTAD will support the DGCCRF as a focal point for consumer protection in Gabon through actions to bolster awareness and information to the public, capacity building for law enforcement officials, organizing and strengthening alert mechanisms about dangerous products, and fostering the DGCCRF's participation in international cooperation. UNCTAD believes that the technical assistance project requires funding to the tune of $350,000 and invites all member states and development partners to participate. To conclude, I would like to congratulate Gabon for its peer review and to congratulate the Director General of the DGCCRF for their commitment and leadership in supporting, in improving consumer protection in Gabon. I would like to invite any member of UNCTAD interested in volunteering for the a peer review of their consumer protection law and policy next year to inform the Secretariat of their interest in doing so as soon as possible. I thank you, Chair.